Dozens of Melbourne homeowners have been left fuming and out of pocket by as much as $25,000 each after paying deposits to a window company which has failed to deliver their products. AM has documents showing at least $230,000 in deposits in total have been paid to the company Australian Double Glazing. Consumer Affairs Victoria has received complaints from 49 customers and has today issued a warning about the business. The director of the business denies it's a scam and has blamed those who managed the company while he was injured last year. Lexi Metherill reports.
After Yvonne Dempster was retrenched, she and her husband Alan decided to use her payout to replace all the windows in their Melbourne home. Mr Dempster says they placed an order with a company called Australian Double Glazing.
We duly placed an order for $48,000 worth of windows towards the end of August last year. And after they'd done the measure and the final quote, we paid 50% of that upfront. So we shelled out $24,250.
The windows were meant to arrive within 20 weeks, but they never did.
Nothing was heard from them, not a squeak, until we started chasing them at the end of January this year, asking where the windows were. And their response was that the windows had been manufactured, that they were awaiting shipment from the UK.
The Dempsters have since confirmed that Australian Double Glazing never even placed their order with its UK manufacturer, and they're not alone. AM has documents from 20 customers who have not received their windows. In total, they've paid more than $230,000 in deposits. One customer, Renata Mistage, says when she confronted the company's director, John Heath, he refused to return her $11,000.
Well, I think it was simple theft of money. That's how I see it. He was not afraid to face me. He was not afraid of lawyers. He knew that it would be very difficult for me to go and take him to court because it involves even more money than I gave it to him. So it looked to me like he knew that right from the start. But then again, this is my hypothesis and might not be true.
John Heath has declined a recorded interview. He's told AM Australian Double Glazing is not a scam and that he delivered 95% of orders for which deposits were taken last year. He says he handed the management of the company to others who didn't run it properly when he injured his neck at work last July. However, AM has evidence that windows have still not been delivered to customers who paid deposits as early as May last year. Peter Fennell is almost $10,000 out of pocket for windows which should have arrived in December.
At this stage, I pretty much believe the company has gone out of business and we've lost our deposit. I'd just like to know where the money went. Because Australian Double Glazing and John has kept a lot of people's deposits, substantial amounts of money. It's gone somewhere, hasn't gone to the windows.
Consumer Affairs Victoria will today issue a warning about the company after receiving more than 49 complaints since the start of the year. It says consumers should be cautious about entering into any agreements with Australian Double Glazing or Mr Heat.
Lexi Metherill with that report.